When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
What's happening, B Sizzle? Hey, if I told you that Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout were both available, you could get either one. Who would you want?
First of all, before I answer your question directly, I'm going to indirectly answer your question. I just want to thank Donovan Mitchell. I know he didn't come to the Knicks. But thank you for getting back at Japan. Because that facial he gave the Nets yesterday was all our frustration over the fact that Mike Trout, Captain America, false prophet.
False prophet.
Pagan god.
Ooh.
We've crowned him the best baseball player in all of baseball.
That's all I'm ever told.
And I can't recall. Tell me a Mike Trout big moment. Because I don't know one.
That might have been the highest leverage moment he's ever been in.
And he choked. He choked. And I tell you,
man, at least he swung, though. Remember when Beltran didn't swing against Adam Wainwright? At least.
Man, come on, man.
He swung.
Like, first of all, did you see his face? They both carried out the flag.
Did you see his face, though? He looked back at Ohtani after the one that was 102, and he was like, ooh. Like, even he was like, yo, this guy's different.
Yo, let me tell you something. That speech that Ohtani gave in the locker room.
Oh, the locker room speech?
Yes.
Yeah.
Admire them all you want. Today, we take down gods.
Was that like...
It was like the Titans.
That was, remember the Titans? This was the Herb Brooks speech, right? All that.
This was win one for the Gipper. All that. And listen, the fact that he has the personality and the cachet and the leadership qualities to be able to hold court like that, to be able to tell them that, listen, I thought I was watching Rocky IV. See, you cut him. He's a man. He's not a machine. He's a man. He bleeds. No pain. Ayo, ayo. Ain't going down no more. That's what Shohei told his squad.
I got chills.
And then he came out there and he took the Japanese flag and he came out proudly.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Trout came out proudly. And he said, just like Creed 3, right? When you was the big dog going in, I'm the big dog. Look at me. Look at me, Mike Trout. When we get back to the Angels, I the captain now. I the captain. You ain't the captain. I the captain. I can't think of a moment. If it fans, please. I know y'all listen to us in Philly. And I know y'all love Mike Trout because he's homegrown. But let me tell you when I knew that he was weak sauce. That he wasn't about that smoke. I knew he was about that smoke when he was coming up close to free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed the extension.
Yep.
When the new owner of the Phillies had more money than Jesus. Well, Moses. I'm sorry. More money than Moses, not Jesus.
And Jesus didn't have any money.
Yeah, only person got more money than Jesus is Saudi Arabia, if you saw the money they got from the trillion, what, 1.6, one, what, 161?
Back on point. You had
no,
me.
No,
I have chills right now. Don't make me lose this feeling.
Okay, go.
Keep going. Back on it.
I knew he was weak sauce when he decided to go there instead of coming to Philly to play for his home squad. He wanted to come to all the Eagle games, but he didn't want to face the criticism.
Now, remember, the team never that the he grew moment. Up admiring and his father were the Yankees.
I don't care about that.
I'm
but
just saying.
But he's a Philly, right. Philadelphia Eagles fan.
So the Ohtani speech, which we'd play it for you, but you wouldn't know what the hell he's saying because he said it obviously in Japanese.
Excuse me. First of all, I can translate.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. That was my minor in college.
Do you want to translate it for us?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Tom, do we have the speech by any chance?
Not at the moment, but I can pull it up.
So let's wait on that because the speech was epic, and it was very much like a Herb Brooks kind of, you know.
I want that type of leadership on the Mets. I don't care. 500, 600, get it done. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care if you got to defer payments. to 2050. Get this man in a Mets uniform, damn it. This dude is a leader. And don't tell me, oh, he's already had Tommy John, so we good there. We good for at least another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
No.
And guess what? When he hurt his elbow, he still could hit for you. And man,
when he hurt his elbow?
Huh?
When did he hurt his elbow?
Oh, his knee. My bad, his knee. Yeah. Whatever. When he hurt himself.
Okay.
And did you see that stride length? Did you see him open up?
I just saw a guy.
He looked like Muhammad Ali.
But this is somebody that
handsome man.
Owned the moment. And it's March.
He waited for the moment. He wants the moment.
But understand, he's him. Like that we know. But this is something like when you watch the drama unfold, him coming in as a reliever, you know, the idea that he was asked beforehand, are you going to be available? And it's like, you know, I don't know, we'll see. But that he comes in as a reliever, and he's throwing triple digits in March.
Didn't stroke him
out. I mean, he hit 102 on one of those pitches. What the hell?
Then struck him out with one of them Jangalangs. See, I don't know if anybody
out
there remember Jangalang from life? Bernie Mac hit him with the Jangalang pitch.
But that's what I mean. Like, he's throwing heat, and then, oopsie, drops that in, and then he throws the mitt, throws the hat. Take it. I don't need it anymore.
I don't care if that's
because we're done.
He showed him up.
Who?
Showed his teammate
man,
up.
Man, that was so good. You know what it sounded like in Japan?
Full count. Otani ka? Trout ka?
It's so good. Did he say sayonara?
He could have said jamata.
Yeah?
But what that translates to in English is, home of bricks!
Oh, yeah, that's probably what that is.
Home of bricks!
Now, your reference to Donovan Mitchell, but you should know, Yuta Watanabe, who's from Japan,
yeah,
playing for the Nets.
Yes, way to get us back,
in the same,
Donovan.
Around the same time of night, Donovan Mitchell just posterized him. And so for you, Bart, you felt like that was your, that's like the get back.
Donovan Mitchell is a proud American.
So, all right. Now, obviously, Rob Manfred, after all this and 2 million people who attended these games and the drama that we saw a lot in some of these games, the excitement, all that stuff, is clearly they want to bring it back again in another 4 years, right? Which makes sense. But are you in on this? Because I still have heard a lot of people that have been very dismissive of it as something that is unnecessary. Again, we've had injuries already, as you know, Edwin Diaz, famously, and then also Jose Altuve. Even Marley Rivera got beat. Did you see the cut she's got on her? She's got a big bandage on her face. Poor Marley. We love Marley.
Was he in TNA wrestling?
I don't know. But, I mean, you know, no one was safe. But the point is are you
I'm all in. I'm taking it personal.
March baseball.
I'm all in.
But it seemed to matter.
I'm all in.
To the players.
I'm pissed off. I'm all in.
Like, how about here?
I need the redeem team.
Now, I know.
Judge, get your ass off. Judge, we call it Judge.
Everybody's in on this, right?
Redeem team.
Mike Trout, who you were just, of course, talking about here, afterwards, he even said the same thing that, yeah, when this comes up again, I'm in.
It's special. You know, I'm really proud to be able to, you know, wear this USA across my chest. And, you know, just to see the experience and the atmosphere and the pride other countries are showing for their team, it's pretty remarkable.
So, I mean, that's...
Say something.
They're in.
Mike Trout.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to try out. He might. I don't know. Mike Trout going to have to try out, man.
Listen, all right. Well, I'll tell you
what. We're going to have to pitch hit for him if that happens again.
You are ready to translate.
Yes.
All right, here's the Ohtani pregame speech in the clubhouse for Team Japan, getting them fired up and ready for their matchup with the indomitable Team USA.
You're 5 foot
nothing. 100 or nothing. And you barely got any speck of athletic ability. They put their pants on just like us. Matter of fact, we put ours on better because we put ours on two at a time. These nasty Americans, they walk around
wait.
The house with their shoes
on. Hang on a second.
They disrespect their temple.
But he was done. You're still going.
Have you ever heard a Latin or Mexican player getting interviewed?
Latin, Mexican, okay. Same thing.
Get interviewed in a boxing ring?
Yes, usually.
Have you heard the translator?
They say a whole lot of stuff. And the response is yes.
Right. So you're Japan, just Japan, you break it down Japan. It's flip flop. It's a whole lot. It's a little bit. Right. It goes a long way.
Can I tell everybody what he actually said?
I'm telling you what he said.
I'm telling
you. But you can tell him what he said.
He said, let's stop admiring them.
Yes.
If you admire them, you can't surpass them.
Exactly.
We came here to surpass them, to reach the top for one day. Let's throw away our admiration for them and just think about winning.
Ah! That's what I basically said.
Yeah. No, you talked about pants and putting them on two legs at a time.
Yes. In Japan, they put them on two at a time.
They just jump right in?
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, they sit on the edge of the bed and they put them on twice at the same time.
The performance last night by him, it's March baseball. He's thrown 100, 101, 102, and in July he could have his elbow all jacked up and we could be saying, see, you should have done it. But right now in this moment, if you are Hal Steinbrenner, if you are Steve Cohen,
it is no way in
hell. Are you watching that and saying, whatever it takes?
It's no way in hell.
Whatever it takes.
No, it is no way in hell that Cohen is going to allow Steve Cohen is going to allow Hal Brunner to outbid him.
Hal Brunner? Hal Steinbrenner? Right. You just.
Whatever.
You gave him a nickname.
Whatever.
Hal Brunner.
There's no way.
Yul Brynner.
Yeah, that guy, that Yankee guy. It's no way in hell that he's outbidding me for Shohei.
I'll tell you what. I want to know 800-919-3776 because I really want to know this. Because if there's ever – remember the whole idea that would the Mets go in on Aaron Judge and would that become like a big rivalry, a back and forth? But I do think
– this is personal.
You've heard Buster Olney tell us several times that this is coming. And depending on how the Angels do this year, it could be coming by July for all we know. Because he's going to be a free agent. Like he's going to see what his value is. And it makes sense. He is right now, at this very moment, this is the peak of his value. It can only go up if he starts the season off and using this as like a launching pad.
No.
And he's unbelievable.
He should have been MVP last year. But Judge had a record
year.
If he didn't break the – but he was right there.
Of course he was. Just like he was the year before.
This is the year he gets hit.
But my point is this. Are you – like, I mean, I would really look at this as this is the first time we have seen a player that you would say, spare no expense. I don't care what it costs. Get that guy because in this market, it's you can't even describe it. Now – again, the West Coast is probably more appealing to him because of its proximity to Japan. The Dodgers should be in on this no matter what. Nah. The Dodgers are another team that they love to spend.
Who got the most money in the world?
Well, Steve Cohen, as far as the baseball world.
Okay,
goes.
I'm putting that there. It don't matter, Shohei. We'll teleport you back home.
I mean, think about this. Buster told us he's thinking half a billion, that he'd be a $50 million player.
I mean, is that anything now? Patrick Mahomes is that now.
I was going to say, we have quarterbacks who are playing 17 games who are going to get 50. We have NBA players. Russell Westbrook is at $47 million. Shohei Ohtani would get 50 million and he's got to play 162 games?
Listen.
Listen.
If Shohei Ohtani don't get 55, 60 a year, they're going to pay him to play golf in the LIV tournament. He don't even know how to play golf.
But think about it. In reality, there are very few athletes that you're like, but I always say this, box office athletes.
Yes.
There's no number for them because of what they do. They drive viewership. They drive ticket sales. They drive attention to your brand. That's just what they do. Ja Morant, for example, before all his troubles, he became box office for a while. We all know LeBron James' box office. The original box office is Magic Johnson. Michael Jordan. In baseball, you had guys who... Reggie Jackson was a Yankee because George Steinbrenner saw a guy who was box office.
Yes.
I mean, he was playing with Oakland. Bring him here to New York. He gets his own candy bar. He's going to be a celebrity. Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. Box office. But this guy, Shohei Ohtani.
If he comes here, he may be the biggest star.
Baseball.
to ever grace the metropolitan area?
Well, I mean,
outside of the Babe, who would be more famous?
Mickey Mantle is one of the most famous athletes in the history of sports.
Greater than Mickey.
That's ridiculous. You can't say that yet.
Have you seen this man play?
I have. Have you seen him win a championship yet? I haven't seen it, but the history books tell me that Mickey did. So I don't want to go there yet.
Sometimes best player.
But it doesn't mean that he can't.
He would be the biggest star ever in the Metropolitan. With what he's able to do, do you see his personality, his swag?
Yeah. That's the part that tells me he's box office.
He's swagged out. That's the thing. Like, this dude, he's got charisma, man. He's like the Japanese Tony Montana, man. I just want to be around this man.
Well, that's the question we ask. How big a star would he be here? How big of a draw would he be here?
Bigger than Jay-Z and Beyonce, man.
Is he box office if he comes to one of the New York teams?
Stop saying one of them.
Why?
The Mets. He ain't going to the Yankees.
How are you saying he ain't going to the Yankees?
You can't outbid somebody with four. Listen. You think that Steve Cohen is going to miss out
on Shohei Ohtani? What if he says the Yankees are a historic classic team?
Yeah.
In Japan, the Yankees are a very famous team.
Yeah, exactly, because of winning.
And he decides that's where I'm going because he's already played for the second team in a market. He's already played for the Angels. He knows what that's like.
Guess what?
You go to the Yankees.
Listen, we ain't the
that's the classic team.
Hell no, we ain't the second team no more. You coming to us. In our window.
I need Matsui to step in here.
You coming to us in our window.
We get Matsui to step in.
Hell, why would Matsui
who are you getting in? Who's going to help you on your end? Who's gonna represent the Mets? Who?
Cespedes.
Kiyogawa? Who are we getting over there?
Right. Don't you want to be the all-time Matsui? You're going to be still compared to another Japanese player. Nah. You're going to be the first. You're going to be the unicorn over here, baby. Remember Ocean's... No, that wasn't Ocean's 11.
Not Ocean's 11?
He was like, half. Right? Mm-hmm. When they was negotiating, half. Listen, whatever... I would tell him, whatever he gives you over there, whatever they offer you over there with the Yankees, half. I give you 50% more. Half. You want to give him $55 million? Half. Here's 60. Big bank, take little bank. Don't feel so good to be the team going to the ATM, do it, instead of going to the Scrooge McDuck vault. It's no way in hell, Steve Cohen.
Can you imagine the
outrage? A bat
outrage,
and an arm?
Imagine the outrage among Yankee fans if they get outbid for a guy who's arguably... Baseball hasn't had a player like this.
We have seen
Bryce Harper had a moment. We've had guys who have, you know, they tried to make something out of obviously Tatis. There's been different players that they have tried to make the face of the sport.
He's an arm and a bat, man.
But this guy is different.
He's an arm and a bat.
First of all, Mike Trout is the best player, right? But he just doesn't want to sell the sport. He doesn't like to sell himself. It's not who he is.
A home run contest.
Aaron Judge is an easily marketable player, right? Who mm-hmm. you see, everybody loves him. He's bigger than life, which he is. But there's something different. And you mentioned the swag, the charisma. Like, he's got something about him that makes you say, box office. I'm going to sell a lot of tickets. My viewership's going through the roof. Think about Yes Network and all the commercials they can sell for every damn game.
I bet you call him like, hey, Will Pons, here's some money for SNY.
Give me SNY.
Get the hell up out of here.
800-919-3776. Let's get some takes on this one. Gabe, start us off in Milford. Go ahead, Gabe.
How you doing? I think that the Yankees have no place to put Ohtani. Where are you going to put him? You got to get rid of Stanton. That's $30 million off the books. And, you know, you got to look at Billy Epler. He's going to the Mets for sure, or the Dodgers. I know that his agent said that he wants to stay in the West Coast.
Right.
Could be the Mariners, the Ichiro connection.
Bro, we would change the coast. We would say, okay, New York is now the West Coast. And here's a private jet. You can sleep and get massages all the way to Japan. Don't even worry about it.
I mean, I think you figure it out. But I mean, the point is, though, and thank you for the call, Gabe, I do think that the Dodgers would have an upper hand.
Half.
The Giants could have an upper hand.
Half.
But in New York,
half.
It'd be different.
Yes, bro.
He would know nothing like it if he played here.
He already owns.
And both teams should not take no for an answer.
He already owns the left coast. Come over here and be worldwide, man.
Worldwide.
Cantina Worldwide?
Cantina?
No. Step Brothers?
No. You mean Prestige Worldwide?
Yeah, Prestige Worldwide.
Yes.
Yeah. You know how to finish
sentences. I'm trying.
You know how to finish.
I'm also looking up stuff. 800-993-3776. Hammer and Bergenfield. Come on, Hammer.
Don't hurt him,
What's
Hammer.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
You guys know I'm a diehard Met fan. Mm-hmm. I remember when you guys had the story on Shohei before he even came into the league, and I was extremely excited.
Yep.
We've never seen a guy like this since Babe Ruth. Think about this from the Met standpoint. Think about the community of Flushing, a heavily Asian populated area.
True.
That would draw a huge, huge amount of fans in the Citi Field, more than we already have, to see Shohei. He's got to come here.
Yes.
Well, absolutely. It all makes sense on our end. It has to make sense on his end. And Hammer, one thing that we talked about a lot, I've asked this of a lot of baseball people that we've had on the show, different experts, right? And I've always said the same thing. So we are mesmerized by what he is doing because it is with flair, like you said.
We've never seen it.
It's the fact that he hits for power, but the pitching aspect, how he's a really good pitcher, really good. And I said, guys come up that are pitchers that can hit. And then what do? When we get him in the system, we tell him to stop hitting.
Yeah, DeGrom was something totally different. DeGrom was
he could hit. Yeah, he could hit. And I was asking the question of so many people: because you know how it goes.
The fracking.
You start getting people that look
like
the
water bore.
He changes the game. Steph Curry changed the game. There's different athletes who change the game. Michael Vick, more and more of the dual threat. Quarterbacks became a thing. There were others that came before him, but he's the one that kind of opened it up as you can do this, and teams will.
Randall Cunningham, they start
put their offense around you, and now a whole generation of dual threat quarterbacks. Here we go. So I kept asking the question: Is Ohtani going to do that to a whole generation of baseball players? Where now it becomes no. I'm going to keep hitting because look at the value that you can have. Now, instead of paying a guy $300 million to play every 5 days, I can get you almost every day. And now I get more bang for my buck, and you get more buck. And I wonder if that's ever going to happen. Now, I've been told, that he's a unicorn, it's a rarity, and that in most cases, you're going to see the continuation of no focus on your pitching. We don't want you to get hurt running. Remember, it was always about running the bases. That goofy thing about seeing pitchers. And here's again how the sport can evolve. Because while, we like some of the changes being made, there is still something about a sport where you used to get into a golf cart to go from the outfield to the pitcher's mound to make a pitching change. Remember that?
What?
Yeah, oh yeah. Come on, you know about that, right? Yeah, you get on the cart. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't remember the big helmet carts?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they'd get on it and come, instead of having to run out so you save your legs. Like, as goofy and cute as that was, when you really think about it, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
And how about the pitcher wearing his jacket while he's on base? He's got his jacket on to keep warm. What are you doing, right? Like, a lot of that stuff looked cute, but in reality, you're like, why would you do? So this, what Ohtani is bringing to the pitching aspect is a different kind of feel. Like you call it a swag. And I kind of think that other players coming up are going to want to emulate this. And I wonder if the sport will allow it. Where if you're a good enough hitter that
should
can
be.
Hit for power.
You're getting more bang for your buck. You get him every three to 5 days. I mean, cause I feel like Shohei, if he came here and he Verlander, Scherzer, like you just you just rotate him in. Like you, like he can skip a start every once in a while. You save him that way.
Yeah. But that's it. If the Yankees get outbid by the Mets for this player.
Come on, man. What billionaire is going to win out? It can get ridiculous.
I understand. But the point is that the Yankees are used to getting what they want. If he goes to the Dodgers, it's fine.
They didn't get
you
what,
can just
they,
play
they,
that off.
They didn't get what they wanted the first time because they wanted him at the beginning.
But I know. But he wanted to stay West Coast. It was his first experience, and he went that way,
and you got Stanton.
But think about it. If they get outbid and he comes to New York, see, if he stays with the Dodgers, you can just play it off as, he wasn't going to come east anyway. But if he comes here and it's to the Mets.
Yeah. And that West Coast stuff, only it's not like
holy hell will rain down on Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner.
It's not like during the season he's flying back to Japan. All we're talking about is how he gets to Japan when the season's over with. It ain't like he got taking breaks and going back to Japan.
No, but it's easier for others to come in and spend, you know, see him, family, whatever it is. I don't know why, but
they will come in my jet. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But don't worry about how they get here. We'll get them here.
I understand. Now, again, if the Angels are smart, and I don't know if they are.
They trade him.
Exactly.
You trade him. You don't wait. You lose and let them walk out the door for nothing.
If they're not competitive and it's – which, by the way, how are they not competitive with those two guys on the team?
Because it's only those two.
No, they made some other moves,
too. Yeah, Rodon was there for a minute,
But
none of that worked out. They got bad management. Somebody need to get fired again.
But they were going to sell, and they decided not to sell. But if they aren't in it and it's July and he's making it clear
that he ain't signing back,
I'm going into free agency and I'm going to see what I'm worth, they'd be idiots not to trade him. So this could come to July and what you're willing to give up for him, and they could get a king's ransom for him.
They idiots for not giving him $55 million a year 2 years ago. That's when they became the idiots.
Well,
now once Patrick Mahomes got it,
the last 2 years is when we really started to see what this guy can bring. And I'm telling you,
That's because he was injured.
And if he gets a command of the English language, forget about it.
Now he on Rosetta Stone right now.
Yeah.
He on Rosetta Stone right now.
Shohei Ohtani, where he ranks right now. Box office athletes in all sports.
Still can't speak English. And he look at all the stuff he got.
He can. But where does he right now?
How box office?
If you had a choice of seeing, who would you put? Like, what quarterback would you say in the NFL is like, you got to come watch this guy play. He's special.
Aaron Rodgers.
You say that? Well, of course you say Aaron Rodgers.
Patrick.
You know what I mean?
I like Joe Cool, too.
So if you could go see, on the same day, you have a choice of these three games. Mahomes, LeBron, or Steph Curry. Or Shohei Ohtani. Which one are you going to? They're all on the same day at the same time. You got to pick one event.
Shohei,
who are you going to see?
Shohei is going to pitch.
He's pitching.
He's going to pitch six innings.
He's starting. You don't know what he's going to do.
He's going to DH.
He's starting. That's all you need to know.
And he's going to DH.
So of course. He's starting. He's also with
the. And he's going to hit.
Yeah.
Did he have 40 home runs or close to 40 home runs 2 years ago?
What happened to my screen?
Because you're supposed to be pro football, baseball reference.
I'm supposed to be everything and all things as I'm trying to get to break.
Most people got Siri.
800-999-3776.
Alan, what's today's weather?
Again, those are your three choices. Yeah. 46. Starting off. Yeah, 2 years ago, he had 46. All right, starting off on a bang right now.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play.
And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We got Lamar Jackson stuff that the Jets might want to keep an eye on as we wait for the Aaron Rodgers stuff to make it official. And if Packers want to mess around, maybe you have another option. You could tell them, go ahead. Now you get nothing, right? There's Cam Newton all of a sudden back in the headlines again. Why? There's Giselle on the revenge tour. Oh, baby. Did you see Vanity Fair?
She can do all she wants. Vanity Fair, you're 40.
No, man.
I'm Tom.
No.
I'm Tom. He can go date Doja Cat, who just got breast implants 2 days ago.
Yeah, but why?
Why not? Doja Cat fine as hell. And she talented. And she got young booty.
But did you see the cover of Vanity Fair?
She's 42.
Man. What does that mean?
What I'm saying is she's 42. Tom can trade her in for 2 25-year-olds.
So some people like a little more seasoning.
Okay. You don't think Tom can go out there and get whatever he wants?
But what does it have to do with Tom?
In America, Tom, because I don't care about looking at Tom's girl.
Why'd you give me in America? Why'd you do that?
Because Tom will award a warranty out of that booty.
Listen, I'm just saying.
There's no warranty
on
that.
As somebody that grew up appreciating.
I get it.
Elle McPherson, I see this cover and I think Giselle, she's on the revenge tour.
Listen, no, she's not. She's on a stalker hit list. She's trying to date her Zumba trainer or whatever that dude is. And she's still not over time because she moved next door to him.
Listen,
who does that?
Well, it's just other keep the kids, keep the kids around him.
Who does that other than Kanye?
Well, no, think about it. Keep the kids around him.
No.
You're going to go acting up because you got to watch the kids. And I'm going to be across the street, so it's convenient to just send them over to you.
Watching them damn kids. You watch them damn kids.
What do you mean? You think Tom Brady's saying I ain't watching them damn kids about his own children?
I'll see them, but you the primary caregiver.
The headline is Giselle, the supermodel on living her best life in Costa Rica and revving up for her next act.
Yeah, your next act. When you got to go get that plaid when it start falling, then go act that.
Mm-mm.
I'm Tom Brady. I'm on avocado toast. She not. She don't got the recipe.
I mean, she looks like she's on avocado toast.
Come on, man. Tom, you know how many options? Listen.
Sorry, I'm busy right now.
Listen, outside of Cher, not a lot of people have, like, you know, come on. Tom is the one winning.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's Tom freaking Brady, son. 7 championships. And listen, he's bigger than her here. She's bigger than him globally. But in America, Jack, Tom Brady is the Don. Stop it. And she's thirst trapping because she out there thirst trapping.
She got back to work.
She's thirst trapping.
She got back to work. Yeah, this is what she does.
She's thirst trapping.
Then you're saying her whole career is a thirst trap.
No, she's thirst trapping now.
Why?
Because she knows that Tom's unbothered. Tom, pick football or me. It's been nice knowing you.
Well, I'm glad you said
that. He hit her with the, it's been nice knowing you.
I'm glad you said that because in the interview, she actually shoots down the notion that she said that.
She's been trying to get him to leave football forever. When he was a Patriot, she was trying to get him to leave.
She said if there's one person.
Who's the hottest chick out right now?
Giselle.
No, man, quit. Stop it. Who's the hottest chick out? Who's the hottest young chick out? He gonna be out there with what's her name? Spice? With the orange hair? Ice Spice? Whatever her name is.
I don't know, man. I'm busy.
Tom can get whoever he wants to.
I'm busy looking at these pictures.
Whatever, man.
Just give me a minute.
She don't look better than J-Lo. Come on, man. Listen, I need more meat on my bones, man. Come on, man. Stop it.
Just saying. I don't know, man. Fran in Massapequa. Fran, how you feeling about this?
Fellas, what's up? Thanks for the time.
Yep.
My man, you realize you just threw her under the bus, Giselle. 40 years old, gorgeous. Single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
A boatload of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How much money you gonna get of it? Don't matter. When people always talk about how much money a woman got, that don't mean you gonna get none of it.
All right. So what am I gonna do? Go for a broke girl? Come on. I love you.
He's Tom Brady. Man, he's Tom Brady. He don't need, man. Come on, man. Who's the hottest chick out
right
now? Who's the hottest chick out right now?
That. Hold on. He ain't worried about nothing. I agree. He can get anything in the world. You get it. He's got a nice young thing.
He can get anybody in the world.
All right, well, fine, if that's what he wants. But it doesn't mean that she, what does she have to do now? Stay in a house coat in the house with the kids?
Fran.
Get out and live.
Fran.
She's doing it.
Fran.
And I'm all for it.
Fran.
I salute you.
Fran, who's the most beautiful person? Who was your crush? Who's the most beautiful person in the world? Halle Berry? Huh? And what if he go get Halle Berry? Then what?
But this is not a
happy, you know what?
Yeah, that's right. But I tell you what.
But I tell you what,
thanks
Fran,
for the call.
Like my buddy used to tell me.
This is not a competition.
Name me. It is. They are competing, obviously.
Why?
Tom took a picture of his drawers. She took a picture in her damn bikini. Mm-hmm. Same difference. Tom was thirst trapping. She's like, oh, you want a thirst trap? I'm going to put mine on wax with proper lighting, Tom. That's all that was.
So when she talked about it in the interview, she said she couldn't believe the tabloids made me somebody who was against football.
That's why they break up.
And she said,
why did they break up?
She said, I used to joke that I was going to be able to be the ref because I watched so many games. I loved it. And she was happy for him that he wanted to keep playing.
But?
There's no but.
Okay, so why'd they get divorced?
Because sometimes,
differences?
In her words, sometimes you grow together and sometimes you grow apart.
Yep, and because he was spending time with football.
We realized we just wanted different things and now we have a choice to make. That doesn't mean you don't love the person. It just means that in order for you to be authentic and truly live the life you want to live,
right?
You have to be somebody. You have to have somebody who can meet you in the middle. It's a dance. It's a balance.
Yep. And he was like, "Listen, name the finest girl in the world. Finest girl in the world,
Giselle.
And I'll tell you somebody that's got tired of her ass too. And that would be Tom." Your ass out of here. I already know your moves.
3776.
Same move you did last night.
Mayor's in the Bronx. Mayor, what's up, man?
You know what I'm talking about, right, Mayor?
Atlanta, what's good? What's
you
good?
Feel, you
what's
feel
good,
me, man? Mayor, right? You smell me. How many times?
I feel you, listen, bro.
How many rings? Listen. Like you talk about Tom Brady and his rings. J-Lo got just as many rings as he got.
Listen, Giselle a little too slim for me. She got to run around the shower to get wet. I'm going J-Lo all day long.
Exactly.
Look, to each his own.
Giselle be walking around with sciatica.
As long as you leave some for me, I'm good.
She'll be walking around with sciatica. You ain't got enough meat on the bone. Come on, man. Stop. Hip displacement.
What do you got, man?
Listen, now your partner's going to get mad at me, Alan, but it's all right, though. Ohtani to the Yankees is a no-brainer, and I'm going to tell you how.
Why? No-brainer.
Listen, the money's going to be easy. Stanton comes off the books. Donaldson comes off the books. You send Glaber packing.
Mm-hmm.
You bring the young boys up, which we all want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You got more than enough money to back the Brinks up truck for Ohtani.
That's what I'm saying.
Tell me I'm
and Mayor, here's the
no,
other
no,
thing.
No, don't take him off. You're going to let all him right, just
all right,
hit
it run. Well, fine. I'll say this. You can justify it on the books if you're Steinbrenner because the business people go, we're going to be able to do what with the tickets? We're going to sell how much? Oh, how much is the Yes Network stuff going off the chart? How much are we going to make because of this guy whose box office on top of having Aaron Judge whose box office?
Hey, Mayor.
Oh, hell yeah, we can afford this.
Hey, Mayor, when you got $10 billion more than everybody else, you think we care about making the money work? You think we care about luxury taxes? You think we care about that over there in Flushing? Man, I got twice.
All you Queens guys are still mad because of KRS-One, what he did to the bridge.
It's all right.
The bridge is over. The bridge is over.
It's all right. It's
the bridge is over. Tell him.
It's
all right.
It's a new day, baby.
Thank you, Mayor.
It's a new song. It's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah.
And I'm feeling
good. We got money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about us, baby. We ain't worried about no luxury taxes. We the Golden State Warriors.
I'll tell you one thing.
We'll sign every damn body.
One piece of evidence that Cohen is also investing not only in the team, but he's investing in the stadium. Have you seen what they did with the scoreboard?
Nope.
Yo. All right. During the break,
the Mario Kart thing they had?
No. Not just the Mario Kart. They took the whole scoreboard apart. I mean, I know one of the guys working on it, my man Johnny Shaw. It's the entire thing now is a matrix board. Both sides. It's insane. Insane.
That's in preparation
for
Shohei.
The largest scoreboard in the sport.
That's in preparation for Shohei.
Like you can you could sit in the outfield and watch a game.
We're going to have standing room only.
You could do that.
And we're going to be on the other side.
They're
going to
sell the Shea Bridge.
Yes.
Sell the Shea Bridge. Now I don't have a seat. I'm just going to stand on the damn bridge.
Exactly.
Where is it? Can I sit on the Apple? Am I getting that's how it's going to go down. I'm going to show you the pictures of this thing is amazing what they did at City Field.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson's name is starting to surface here. And is that maybe a point of leverage for the Jets? We'll discuss that. 800-919-377, of course, is the number. We'll get back to calls, but Bart, yesterday, if you remember, late in the show, I said I'm getting some bad news, but I wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things that you know, you get a feeling it's coming, but you never want to, you know, it's like the last thing you want to know about. And, of course, you know, it became official after the show was over that Willis Reed had passed away at the age of 80, and he had not been in good health of late. He was not able to attend the 50th anniversary of the 1973 championship team, and he was obviously a huge part of the championship era of the Knicks in the early 70s. And he's a legend in New York, really in all sports, because of that one iconic moment in 1970 in Game 7 against Wilt Chamberlain and the Lakers, where he took a giant needle of carbocaine to numb what was an excruciatingly painful injury, which is a torn muscle in his quad that literally, like, you're dragging your leg with you.
That contracts every time. So that's every step, every movement, even fake movement as an athlete. It's nothing you can take. It's nothing you can take that covers that.
It numbed it enough. Now, he said the needle hurt more than the injury did, because the needle was huge. Phil Jackson took a picture of the needle when it was stuck in his hip, and Red Holzman, the coach at the time, because Phil was like a photographer, he liked to be, hurt that year, so he wasn't playing. And Red told him, "Don't you publish that." He said, "You don't reveal that photo," and he never has. He's kept that photo to himself, but the needle, as if you ask anybody, it was gigantic. But the point for him was, if I could just give the guys a few minutes, I could raise their spirits. Here's why. Wilt Chamberlain, in Game 6, Reed didn't play. Wilt went for 45 points and 27 rebounds and tied the series at 3. Wouldn't you think to yourself, I got to get out here.
Do or die.
Like, this guy's going to they're going to win. So he takes the shot. He goes to the Garden. This is the famous day, of course, May 8th, 1970. He goes to the Garden a couple of hours early. No one's there. They're setting up, like I did this in my book, they're setting up chairs. They're setting up for the game. And he's seeing how does it feel? Can I just do something? So he's trying to move a little bit. He's trying to shoot some shots. And he notices in the tunnel, the famous tunnel that he eventually walk out of. In the tunnel, there's somebody standing there. And it ends up being Wilt Chamberlain. And Wilt's there early watching Willis to see, can this guy move?
Yeah.
Think about that. That Wilt was so psyched out about having to play against Willis that night that he wanted to see for himself, hours before the game starts, what does he look like?
Can you imagine a 7 foot man. 4, 300 pound or 280 pound man trying to be inconspicuous?
Yeah, there's no way. Saying? Yeah, you're right. Inconspicuous.
And he moved. But he forgot his headband is in purple or yellow.
Well, I don't think he was wearing a headband.
He hiding in the shadow.
But there's just no way to hide when it's like like everybody else is down here and this dude's all the way up there. But I mean, just think about that. And then he comes out again. The famous moment, yeah. Of course, and Marv Albert had the call.
For the next of the Lakers, it comes down to this: who will win the final game of the season? And on this one game alone, you could almost throw out all previous performances. And now the crowd rising. Here comes Willis Reed. Reed making his way from the dressing room area out of the court. Because Willis just hit a couple. Now he takes some foul shots. This is the first. Looks over the backboard, puts the second one in, and the crowd roars. And this will continue right through the pregame warm-up.
Now think about it. What he was doing was giving you play-by-play of warm-ups. And
it's
the
crazy.
Crowd cheered when he made a shot in warm-ups.
First of all, we thought that television came a long way. Man, microphones have come a long way.
Yes.
I thought he was talking like in a tunnel. And I tell you what, come out. And listen, he didn't have a great game, but he gave him the emotional boost.
He actually played 20 minutes.
Yeah, hit his first two shots, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
Went crazy, then Clyde the Glide.
Walt had the game of all – like, you couldn't have – it's a game that I don't think people talk about his Game 7 performance in the history of Game 7.
Could be one of the greatest Game 7s played of all time.
36 points.
I know Magic had a crazy one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, of course. He in for Kareem. But like what Walt did, he had like 36 points. Was it 7 rebounds and then 14 assists? Like, he had some crazy stat line.
But that's all he needed.
And like, by the way, you know who he did it against? Jerry West.
Yeah. Like the logo.
Crazy. So, you know, again, for a lot of people, I wasn't even born.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a lot of fans in New York who know the name Willis Reed.
And know the story.
And know, oh, he's the guy that was hurt and played
Came
in game
time,
7.
Yeah.
Right. People know the legacy of that. But there's so much more that you don't know that you need to know. And when you think about, I always talk about your father's Knicks, right?
Yeah.
And you wonder, why do people love this team so much? Why is it a tradition? Why does it matter and all that stuff? It's because of that moment. It's because of what he represented. There's a toughness aspect that so many New Yorkers just related to, but also the fact that he was just such a classy man, too. He set the standard as a leader. He was the captain. He set the standard as a leader forward. That everyone else who are captains and leaders in New York, they have to follow that. All the big men. Patrick Ewing. I always remember Patrick used to talk to him with such respect. And Willis used to call Patrick the greatest Knick in the history of the franchise. And Patrick didn't like that.
Mm.
He's like, nah, man. Nah, that's you. That's you and Clyde. Like, you can't put me in that. I didn't win a championship.
Yeah.
But Willis would say, no. He's better than I was.
Talent-wise, yeah.
But Willis played a certain way that Patrick understood. I got to play that way too. And I think anybody that comes afterwards.
He's the gold standard.
Yes. And for today's team, Julius Randle probably has no idea who Willis Reed is, just knows the name.
Yeah.
But like, Julius Randle needs to understand who he is, because those are the footsteps you're walking in.
And it's important. Like, whenever you're trying to set a standard of excellence, I always think about the Pittsburgh Steelers. I always think about, you know, the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
It's a standard. And, you know, all foundations are built on that standard. The standard is the standard. You hear Mike Tomlin say it all the time.
And the best of the franchises usually is when they find the identity that was always what they were.
Right. This is who we are.
Like, yeah.
Play like a Jet. Mm-hmm. Play like a Raven. Play mm-hmm. like a Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Play like a Knick. What does that mean? And this is the standard, and we never you never compromise that.
Right. So Willis Reed, who passed away at the age of 80 yesterday, the best way I could describe it is he is the bedrock of this franchise. If without him, there is no – the Knicks aren't
the foundation
anything.
On which all is built.
You have to build off of everything that he, Clyde, Earl Monroe, all those players, Dick Barnett, what they established, Dave DeBuscher, so many names, Bill Bradley, tons of Hall of Famers there.
But we lost a great one. Do you have to say Senator Bill Bradley? Like,
you could, to be respectful. To be respectful, but okay. You know, as a player, he's Bill Bradley.
Look,
so again, we lost a great one in Willis Reed. 800-919-3776. And Bart, I want to tell you a story about him that only started to surface of late. I'll tell you about, you will appreciate this story early on about Willis Reed.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.